Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. Welcome to What's Good, a podcast where each episode is a journey into finding and feeding our good wolf, the best version of ourselves. I'm Jay Floyd, certified life coach and the mind behind the What's Good brand. I'm here to guide you through a deep dive into a single powerful topic every episode. Together, we'll explore how even the most seemingly mundane moments are still opportunities to nourish our positive nature. From uncovering life's hidden lessons to fortifying our inner strengths, What's Good is dedicated to helping you recognize and cultivate the goodness that exists in and around us. So join me on this journey as we seek out and savor the good in every aspect of our lives. Come on, let's go. Welcome everybody to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. This one I've been really looking forward to. This one came to me, I was driving around listening to podcasts, which is what I'm prone to do a lot. One of the reasons why I do this, because I have a lot of podcasters and coaches that I look up to and have modeled a lot of my program after. So today's episode is going to be called What's Good About Being Good. I want to break down the real meaning of goodness, or what I feel is a deeper meaning of goodness, and how that plays out in our lives. This episode came to me as I was driving, listening to one of my favorite podcasts, which is the Life Coach School podcast hosted by Brooke Castillo, who is, I'm a big fan of hers. I've been a follower of hers for a long time. She's one of the people, I mean, if you look at Brooke Castillo and Eric Thomas and Inky Johnson, you could probably swirl all three of those together and find pretty much a lot of the what motivates me to do what I do, right? Obviously, I got my own voice and my own experience, my own slant and angle on things, but those are three people that really pushed me to be like, yo, that's what I want to do. I want to get into this. So I was listening to the Life Coach School podcast, and Brooke was talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she had heard Oprah Winfrey talking on a show, and how Oprah had said, you know, it was basically this concept of, you know, these bajillionaire like figures and huge important figures in life like Oprah Winfrey, who had taken recent criticism and taken a lot of heat recently, because when large catastrophes happen in the world, they have done some like fundraising, like, you know, some, hey, can you donate your money? You know, they use their platform to promote to the public, can you give your money? And the public basically responded like, why are you asking for my money? You should be giving your money. So, you know, Oprah's response to this was, you know, she felt hurt, she felt attacked, and she felt like she wanted the public to realize that she was a good person. And she felt like people were thinking she was not a good person. So the concept of what Brooke was talking about was a concept of goodness. And it's something that I have been thinking about a lot over my coaching career, my life, and it's baked into my platform, What's Good, right? So I am always looking for what is good. What does good mean, right? Goodness is a word that we all think we understand, but what does it really mean to be good, right? I always think about the Bible verse that says, all things work together for the good of those who love Christ and are called according to his purposes. For the good, though, what does that mean? You know, a lot of people like to truncate, like they do a lot of Bible verses, like we are all known to do. We truncate the piece we like and say, hey, all things are going to work out for my good. And, you know, even if that were true, you know, even if that little piece was true, what is that? What is your good? right? I would submit that good means for your benefit, for your advancement. It does not mean for your comfort and for your enjoyment. So I do think there are some misconceptions about goodness. You know, people feel like, hey, I am a good person if I am being nice to everybody, if I am providing people comfort and I am not providing discomfort to people. But I would submit that that's incorrect. That's just wrong. Life is about comfort and discomfort. And usually motivation and evolution, all the way down to the biogenetic level, is spurred by discomfort, right? If you want something to change, if you want people to move forward, they have to have a situation of discomfort. Nothing great happens in a comfort zone. So the idea that we like to define good or being good as, hey, I help provide smiles on faces, I help people be comfortable, I think that's a misconception. Also, this idea of, I think a lot of us feel like, I mean, if we're really honest, if we drank some true serum, we feel like we're good at our base nature. And there are other people who may not be, but we are one of the good ones. We are good. And I would suggest that that doesn't even exist. I think everybody is just people. Everybody's capable of tremendous things. I think we have a lot of power and we have a lot of influence and we have gifts and strengths, and we can use those strengths to help each other grow. That doesn't always mean putting a smile on people's face. It doesn't always mean people liking us, but we can use our strengths to bring about actions that can help people move forward. I think that's good. We can use those strengths to be self-centered and then not care about helping anybody move forward, but to only advance like our pockets or our wealth or our ego. And I think that's where the bad comes in, right? The truth is, everybody has their own version of good. What's good for somebody, what's good for me might be leveraging my strength as a coach. What's good for somebody else might be being a sergeant or a commander in a military, or what's good for another person might be being a CEO. What's good for another person might be being a nurse. What's good for another person might be being a doctor. So all of those are going to have different things, different aspects of doing that job well and getting to the intended goal. It doesn't always mean people are going to like you. I don't always like my doctor. But if my doctor is doing a good job, that means they're going to make sure that I'm as healthy as possible, right? And I have all the information I need to take care of my health. It doesn't always mean I'm going to like what I hear, right? So I think I just want to touch on this aspect of what's good. I would say that what's good, it depends on who we are. Our task is to feed our version of goodness, to align our actions with our best unique role. The fact is, sometimes things work out for our good. Sometimes things work out for others' good. Sometimes both, and sometimes neither. But often, we have to dig through every situation to find what's even good to begin with. And it's not always what we initially think. So thanks for joining me. Keep tapping into this show as we have more nuggets. Keep striving to understand and nurture your good wolf, whatever that means. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting-edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says visit our sponsor.